I stared at her for a minute. Then I said, in a very quiet voice, I always know when I'm being tempted to do something very, very wrong. I start sentences with phrases like, I would never, ever do this, but, or I know this is wrong, but. It's the but that tips you off. Harry, Molly began, you broke one of the laws of magic, Molly, willfully, even though you knew it could cost you your life, even though you knew that it could also cost mine. I shook my head and looked away from her. Hell's bells, kid. I choose to trust Anastasia Lucio because that's what people do. You don't ever get to know for sure what someone thinks of you, what they really feel inside. But I could. No, I said gently. Even psychomancy doesn't give you everything. We aren't meant to know what's going on in there. That's what talking is for. That's what trust is for. Harry, I lifted a hand. Don't apologize. Maybe I'm the one who let you down. Maybe I should have taught you better. I petted Mouse's head, gently looking away from her. It doesn't matter at the moment. People have died because I've been trying to save Morgan's life. Thomas might still die. And now, if we do manage to save Morgan's crusty old ass, he's going to report that you violated your parole. The council will kill you. And me. She stared at me helplessly. I didn't mean to get caught, I said quietly. Jesus Christ, kid. I trusted you. She wept more heavily now. Her face was a mess. She bowed her head. If Morgan goes down for this, I said, there's going to be trouble like you wouldn't believe, and even more people are going to die. I stood up slowly. So, I'm going to do everything in my power to save him. She nodded without looking up. So you've got a choice to make, Grasshopper. You can come with me, knowing the cost if we succeed, or you can go.
Go?
She whispered. Go, I said. Leave now. Run for as long as you can. Hell, it looks a lot like I'm going to get myself killed anyway. Probably Morgan, too. In that case, things will go to hell, but the wardens will be way too busy to chase you. You'll be able to ignore what's right all you want. Do whatever you like, as long as you don't get caught. She pressed her arms against her stomach. She sounded like she was about to throw up through the sobs. I put a hand on her head and said, or you can come with me. You can do something right, something that has meaning. She looked up at me, her lovely young face discolored in anguish. Everyone dies, honey, I said very quietly. Everyone. There's no if, there's only when. I let that sink in for a moment. When you die, do you want to feel ashamed of what you've done with your life? Feel ashamed of what your life meant?